I was 17 at the time, grew up in Kilburn, pretty rough area. Left school at 15. Originally, I wanted to stay on in school to finish fourth year, which was the prerequisite to enter the police force. And because a lot of my family in the police, so that was my goal. But I think the hormones kicked in around that time, and changes were happening at school, and I just didn't seem to fit in, and everything was going up the wall that way. And I started wagon school, riding horses and paddocks up near Kilburn, and just having a great old time. And I left school and became a garbage collector, much to my mother's horror, and that caused a lot of problems in the family. And the problems with that, it was extremely hard work, but you got paid a fortune. And it was a local company we worked for, and it was a bit like, guess the sailors, how they recruited sailors at the 16th century or something, because they knew where you lived, where your bedroom window was, and then they'd come around and knock on your window, "Come on, Tony, you've got to go to work." Quite often got sacked three or four times a year because we're all young, the crews, teenage boys, all heavy drinkers, so you're constantly in trouble with your employer, and the drivers would be drunk and trucks would be unroadworthy. It was real shenanigans, but it was good fun, good money when I look back on it. But I remember getting the sack one day, got a job the next day, and then I was out celebrating, got on the terps, and hence the car accident. And that changed my life forever. And from there, I lost my sight instantly in a car accident. Had a near-death experience as a result of it. Apparently, I come close to death or died as a due to a loss of blood. And I can still remember the out-of-body experience, watching myself being put into an ambulance. I guess that was the start of the change of my rest of my life. And in some ways, it was the start of a better type of life in a way, because it gave me enough time to pull away from that alcohol and violence and drug culture that I grew up in, which I thought was normal at the time, because you grow up in it and you're unaware of any other type of life. And it really gave me enough breathing space to rethink about my life, where I want to go and what I want to do. And I started slow process of re-educating myself and travelling and getting to all sorts of things.
When you passed that point in your life, and obviously, as you said, the accident cost you your sight, how many years did it take you to get back to some kind of normality and be able to feel like you're independent again?
I never had any real problems with it. Everybody else did. Everybody kept telling me it's going to be difficult. You must be feeling bad, and it just—I don't think it was the case. Society, the ones that have the problem with it. A lot of it was to do with my attitude. I'm fairly easygoing, quite happy to take responsibility for my mistakes. I didn't kill anyone in the accident, just hurt myself. Even when I was in the hospital, I used to sneak out with the nurses, go across the Botanic Hotel, have a few schooners, get back before they do bed checks at night. So I was straight back into having some fun. The biggest problem I had getting back into life was people preventing me from getting into it. There's still a lot I can do, and I just, what I can do, I'll go off and do it. If I'm not sure, I'll give it a go. And if I stuff up, no great drama. You learn from the experience, and then either retry or move on to something else that's perhaps more practical.